this meeting of the Zephyr Independent School District to order. Let the record show that a quorum of board members is present. And this meeting has been posted as according to the Texas Open Meetings Act 551. God, my brain's not moving. Roll call, please.
Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
John Moody.
Here.
Reed Hood.
Here.
Jenna Primrose is here. Tori McLean. John Rockefeller.
Here.
April Reedy.
Reed.
God, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the rain that you've sent us. We thank you for the meal that we just had. Pray that you bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. We thank you for this time to come together just to discuss the needs of the school district. And as we get ready to enter the last month of school, we pray that you would just bless the kids and teachers, administrators, everyone who just has an interest or a stake in this school district. We pray for all who are present and wish that you bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. No public comments. All right, consider approval for the minutes of the regular board meeting on the March 7th, 16th. You have a motion made by Reed to approve and a second by Joe to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion passed.
I don't think we did on that one.
Pay bills.
Joe. Switching those LED lights helped our energy bill at all? It's kind of hard to tell because energy costs went up so much.
Well, ours was set, I think I signed a 15-year deal, so you could probably tell on ours. I don't know that it helped in the gym. I don't think the lights were the issue in the gym. In the gym, the issue is the AC unit.
Yeah.
It's a monster, and it draws. And you had three-phase water heaters, which we took those out, but it still didn't help that much. Converting them back to single phase. It's kind of like the door handles on the gym. They're $800 a pop, but you can get them for $200 if you have a different brand. You know, those architects put big stuff on
them. Oh, yeah.
They kind of overshoot.
Whatever company their buddy runs.
Thank you.
Make a motion to pay the bills, starting with check 11659, ending with 11741. No void?
Got a motion made by John and a second by Janet to pay bills, starting with check number 11659 through 11741 with no voids. All those in favor? All those passed? Passed unanimously. All right, the big one. Consider the senior trip.
Who's your spokesman?
Hi, guys.
All right, tell us a little about it.
So we plan on leaving on Sunday the 3rd and then going to a baseball game at the minor league and then we'll check into the hotel at Kalahari. And we have dinner reservations that night. Is that the place that Michael was so distraught about?
Distraught. That's a good way to describe it.
And then Monday we'll spend all day at Kalahari doing the water park and the arcade. And then Tuesday we'll go to the Capitol in Austin and then we'll head back.
Cool.
Zephyr.
How many's going? One up going?
Yeah.
Should be 9 or 10.
Last time Heather and I went there doing some construction.
They're always doing construction.
Oh, he's
or something. But. Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
That thing's open to one.
Oh, good.
For water park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can even go to it as soon as they check it.
Well, we usually, I guess, of course, maybe it's just me getting soft, but we usually give a pretty good little speech about it all, but I'll kind of cut it short a little bit. You know, this is a privilege that really Zephyr is one of the few that get to still do it for a number of reasons. I mean, it's not just the kids, it's a number of reasons the way the world is today. But anyway, we haven't had any kind of issue, and we like it that way. And as the old saying has always been, don't be the class that knocks it out for the rest of everybody underneath you, because you'll never be forgotten. You know, I mean, they'll say, well, the class of 2026 is the one that did it to us. Don't do it. Just, you know, you're under the care of, you're still school responsibility. And that's why we moved it to where we did, rather than after you graduated. So I don't expect y'all to have any issues. I'm sure that y'all are going to be just as good as the rest of the classes. So just...
You got good chaperones.
Yep. Yeah. Just keep it tight and have a good time.
Yes, sir.
And enjoy each other for maybe some of the last memories that y'all are going to have together.
Amen.
Truly.
Yeah, we still got 22 days. Don't rush. Last time I checked, it's still 4 weeks.
Do what?
Last time I checked, it was still 4 weeks. I do have a question. Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea how much we'll get in checks from what we have left over? Do we have any idea?
Paul will work on that probably sometime this week. Cut your check, you go cash it, and then yes, you're spending money.
The Kalahari could probably take all of your spend money. Don't spend it all there.
Probably,
it probably could, though. But,
I'm that whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm staying at Liberty Place River. I have a Kindle. I mean, one of those, like, water things, like the safety thing. Put my Kindle in there. I'm reading on Lee River the whole time.
Well, this looks like a trip that I would like to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good little...
Nah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
It's quick, it's packed in, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't faint when you see a $20 hamburger.
No.
No, gosh. Ice cream is $10.
It's your money. It's expensive. Of course.
Of course, you're going to Fogo. So, you know, that kind of helps much. That place is great.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by Jenna and a second by Joe to approve the agenda for the senior trip as presented. All those in favor?
Yep.
All those opposed? Motion passed. Done deal.
Darn it, now I gotta go. I thought they chewed it down.
I thought I had the idea to go to the Capitol. Oh, he's so excited.
Hey, the Capitol's got a lot of good stuff to check out while you're there.
Yeah, it does.
Find the nicest trooper you can. Find the trooper that looks like he wants to talk to people. Find him and ask him if you can go all the way to the top, to the star.
I want to. The Capitol's really cool.
It'll be a hike. It's like a lot of steps upstairs. But it's behind the scenes and everything like that. It's really cool. All the way to the star. When you go to the rotunda, you look all the way to the top. There's like three or four stories.
I don't know.
And then past that is a star
right in the
middle. I know the
outside for the most part.
It's probably about this big.
They'll still do some inside. I don't know.
And it's just the center of the rotunda. And they'll take you up as far as they can. And then you go behind the scenes and into the attic and up this little thing. Then you can go out and walk on the outside of the very top of the thing.
Down
just find a nice troop and see if they can make that happen. For a small group, they probably will.
Went around, you know.
Yeah.
Another
trooper told us to do this.
No. Yeah. No. Tell them why I sent y'all there.
I'll try John Meath if it works. I'll say Duke Boy. You give me some more names.
Don't say names. Just say our local troop. That's on the board. Yeah. Yeah. He sent us here to try to do this.
All right.
Well, if y'all don't have any more questions or thoughts or comments or anything, I think we're done. Unless you want to hang around.
Thank y'all for coming.
Oh, we've got exciting stuff here. Alright, y'all have fun.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
How many kids did you say was going?
Ten. Coach Thorne, and then I'm the chaperone this year. He's the chaperone next year.
They got a bow now, ain't they, too?
Yeah.
It's not a very nice one. It's good for kids, I guess, but it's...
Yeah.
With 10 people, it might be a little hard, but right around the corner from the Capitol, it's the Chili Shack. It's good.
Go to Katz's. Or the Chili Shack.
It's good.
Go to Katz's and get a heart attack in a glass. It's good.
Hmm.
Instead of it's a chocolate shake, it's not like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
The Chili Shack, it's like a little rundown bar, but it's got several different types of chili and it is and burgers and stuff like that. But it's good.
Really good.
Yeah, Capitol's right here. Just walk down the street and down the corner, and it's right there.
Was it on the Congress side, the Main Street side, or is it on the back side? You're talking about.
If you walk out the back of the, if you walk out the front of the Capitol and head, golly, I don't know what side that is.
What did you say it was called?
The Chili Shack.
I never paid attention. I just.
Or Chili Bar? Chili Shack? Chili Bar?
It was just on like a Texas Country Reporter the other day.
It's good. It's good. But, 10, 12 people, that it you'd have to get there early. Because it's a popular spot, and it is
for lunch or dinner.
Good lunch. It is.
Or is it the Chili Parlor?
Parlor, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's on
Chili
Lavaca.
Parlor.
It's on Lavaca.
Lavaca.
Oh yeah.
They're not.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not being in session will help with that, but
right.
But not only the Capitol, the locals go to that. It's.
There's all kinds of good places.
It's probably about as big as this room, the seating in this place, and it's. But they do have tables of 8 or 10
like
or whatever.
A dive bar.
Yeah.
You got the Chili Parlor. You got Katz's. You got Stubbs is down there. Not the original, but where he moved, and it's not even where he moved to when he left Lubbock, but it's still there. We went down. We ate there a month or two ago when we went to.
There's a couple barbecue spots down there too. One's right behind, I can't remember what the name of that one, the little one behind the convention center is.
But I always think of walking, because I hate getting in a car and trying to go somewhere
fairly
close to park again.
Right.
And something, so we always just walked over there.
Could always go up Lamar and go to Rudy's, and then the Lambo dealership right next door.
Well, last time we had a conviction down there.
It's on like the northwest corner of the cabin.
When I rid of the lime scooter.
I'm texting the location to Karen so she doesn't forget it.
It's definitely in a walk. It's definitely a walk. Don't try to drive over there. I mean, it's definitely just, hey, we done one? You know, y'all want to do lunch real quick?
That must have been just before you got up.
Whatever.
So the Bullock Texas State Museum.
I don't know how you kill
yourself. I'm passing one of the little ones that has a little lockbox on the back. It's got a little basket. Like right in front of the building. Like it sets like right between your legs.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been in it.
They scoot off.
27 miles an hour.
Is that the Alta
Lubbock? Were you always going to have that club scoot?
They're sending us for 4 weeks.
I've only been to Dallas. I've never been to the others.
Yes. We've got one. We've got 1 week
that
that's open.
That whole thing's got turn signals and everything.
I don't fall into that.
$300 for it.
Duke's going. Zach's going. Bobby's there right now.
Yeah, I got banned because I parked it.
I follow the Facebook page, the 806er, and everybody's bitching about how there's just troopers crawling all over Lubbock, like in town, stopping people.
George Strait concert?
Yeah.
For that and...
They cleaned up Avenue Q, what I heard.
Yeah, the lava's there.
We're there for a month.
Well, they had a freaking... I don't know if you were ever over there when you were there. There used to be a... Where my mom still lives, there was Richard's Chicken. It's a dang... Middle Eastern person owns it now, and then the old Preston's is another Middle Eastern thing. I could walk out my mom's door and I could see Preston's, and they had a dude killed in the parking lot not before last.
Really?
They got an argument inside, and they come outside and the dude shot him.
All right, I guess we need to do the next one. Consider annual review of the CDA local for investments.
What is this?
So this is our policy that we're going to approve that says we can basically do the investments the way we're doing them with Tech Support. We're not going to change what we're doing. And what we're doing secure the same according to board policy.
It's just
something we review every year and we're going to approve it. We're doing.
Okay.
I don't see any reason to change anything we're doing.
All right.
3 weeks. Man, I've been taking calls from the parking lot.
Motion made by Reed and second by Tory to approve the CDA local for investments as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried.
Corporal.
I'm Corporal.
I will. It hadn't been good.
Quarterly investment report.
If you look through it, I mean, it still looks good. Made $22,000 in 3 months off the interest. I'm still taking it, and I get the money and moving it over back and forth, trying to do it for payday to save as much money as I can. So, I think it's going good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Only the rate's as high as it used to be, but our fund balance is higher.
Yeah.
So therefore, we're
still doing well. Yeah.
2.6. It'll be a little bit less than that because we didn't get paid anything from the state this month. Then we're going to get paid 225, 225, 225, and then nothing in August. So they put us on a different pay scale.
All
right. I'm going to motion to approve that.
A motion made by John and second by Tory to approve the quarterly investment report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. All right, consider EMAT certification.
This is just something I need y'all to approve. The EMAT teacher gave me everything that they're using to teach. I put it in the survey. You guys approve it, and then we put it forward. So, yep. That's just a signature paid. I didn't pay down to John at the end of the night.
And a motion made by Tory, second by Joe to approve the EMAT certification as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried.
Dude, I'd go quicker. I'd have got you to call Colorado and flex those new stripes and try to get me out of that ticket.
Yeah.
I called them today and the courthouse still doesn't have my ticket back from Denver yet. All the highway patrol, their tickets go to Denver.
Consider board report.
They stay there for a month.
And amendments.
And then they come back to wherever they.
I don't think you need an amendment that I can see.
That's trash.
We're still doing pretty good. Holding steady.
She said they lose them all the time. Uh-huh. They still just mail them. They don't electronically do it.
That's good.
She said, we leave them all the time. Maybe those will be lost. And I'm like, I hope so. We'll just dismiss it if it doesn't show up.
You don't want to move anything right now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're good.
I don't have any kids. Kids for lots of this.
No, I'm waiting. I was waiting on two local guys to give me some, so we'll pass on that.
Yeah, motion made by Reed and second by Joe to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Discuss security.
We did one of our drills today. We did a lockdown. We got one more drill going for the rest of the year, and then it should be done.
Did the one today go through the thing?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
I know that other one the other day blew my phone up. Good God.
Yeah.
Well, the other day we did it just to try it. Today we were just doing it over the loudspeaker just to make sure everybody did what they were supposed to do. We were actually going to do a lockdown and then reunify them at the football field and on buses in case we ever had a situation where the shooter was neutralized and then we had to go. But with the weather, we talked to Scotty this morning and we're like, I don't think it's worth it. We'll just wait. We did it last year. It went okay, but we just passed on it, so we'll do it again next year. I think we're going to try it this fall. I get tired of trying to do all that busy stuff in the spring when everything's busy and nobody's here and nobody knows what's going on. It's just people scattered everywhere. So, anyway. But Scotty did a good job with it when we did it last time. He had all his people come out, but it was probably good for those guys because they don't know our campus and they left the kids in the ag shop. So, it's good to bring them out and have them do that stuff because then they alert our campus. And we send the guy here and send the guy there. And when they learn the campus, then that makes a difference.
Right.
Because it's a lot different in Zephyr ISD than it is in Brownwood where you're all in one building. You go down the hallway and here's your door. You got building.
Right.
We got a sequence on who we get out first. Right. You know? And so.
But our campus is very easy laid out.
Yeah.
It's just separate buildings. That's the worst part.
And we were working on, last time, we had two big buses, so we thought we could get all the high school kids on two big buses, then come back and get all the elementary kids on two big buses, and not have three or four different buses and taking up bus drivers. So it was like me and Sierra and Fowler, and we could have more people helping instead of doing it, because you still got to go in there and unlock every door, pull every kid out, get them on a bus, get them organized. And I don't think after we did it last time, it was something you want to rush. Like, you don't need to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
But the hardest part's going to be barricading stuff and keeping people out and telling them, wait down there.
Yeah.
But I don't, it may not be possible. We're going to try. So, I mean, anyway.
Well.
We'll do it next time.
People are going to want to go to where their kid is.
I would, yeah.
So, if we get the word out that their kid's down there, they'll go down there. Because that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's true too.
Did you ever have any more issues with that? Scotty sent that to all of us. Or did you even know about it?
Yeah, but I can only.
Okay.
Yeah, that way. You know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's why I did it that way.
Yeah. No, everything's been pretty smooth on that. So, other than that, I think everything's pretty good.
All right, do we need to go ahead and go in?
You said no lights? No lights? Right. The bids didn't come in?
No, post, yeah.
We need to go ahead and go into close session.
Yes, yeah, we'll do the proper.
All right. The board will now adjourn into executive session pursuant to the following section of the Texas Open Meeting Act 551071.